We're back to round two of this quad tonight here at Eden Valley Watkins as Pioneers fall to Eden Valley Watkins 39-34 in the first. Alexandria was a 40-27 winner over Kirkhope and Murdoch Sunberg, and that's who the Pioneers will face next. The Fighting Saints of KMS and Piers have gone to the second mat on the floor here. Well, Alexandria will switch over to mat number one and take on the Eagles. The third match of the night will have Piers and Alexandria and Eden Valley Watkins taking on ACGC. Not ACGC, KMS. You know what I meant, though. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here. They're counting down the final minute or two before we get started with this second duel as I believe KMS won the flip here, so they've got choice. And we're ready to go as the coaches come to the table to produce their first wrestlers of the night. KMS coached by co-coaches Trevor Mollum and Craig Johnson. Skip Toops of the Pioneers. Referees are in place. And it looks like it's going to be Carter Young going at 106 in this duel. Colton Noble gets the call for the Saints. And we're underway here on mat number two. And Young and Noble get things started as they're having their captains and coaches meeting over on mat one. Carter lost his first match of the night, 5-1. Wrestled up at 113. He goes in on the attack and secures a takedown. And now I don't have to look over my shoulder. I can look right at the scoreboard here, directly over this mat. Pioneers will stay on this mat to wrestle Alexandria next. So a 2-0 lead here for Carter Young, getting this duel started with KMS. KMS and Piers, no strangers to each other. They have met in the biggest venue you can wrestle in. They've met at the XL Energy Center a couple of times at the state tournament back when the Pioneers were in Class A. And there is an escape for Noble. 2-1 now, Young with the first period lead, 45 seconds in. Shot by Noble. Carter fends off the attack, stuffs the head. Noble still has the knee of Carter Young. Doesn't have a really good grasp of it, though, as Carter Young sliding back on his knees. 55 seconds left, and a stalemate comes. That young towel tapper was ready to pounce into action with a minute to go. He realized that he was a little early. 48 seconds left. 2-1, Carter again with a good shot, deep this time. Drive forward, Young gets two more, and he's up 4-1 here over Colton Noble of KMS. And Noble momentarily able to stand. Carter brings him back down. Now he'll just release him and give up the escape to make it 4-2. Once again, I think at the end of that Eden Valley Watkins match, a little bit of technical glitch, and I don't know what it is about this neck of the woods of the state, but this fall in football and right before Christmas with the boys game had issues as well. So I don't know if it's something in this Eden Valley Watkins area, but I think I kicked off right at the end as well. Another takedown there for Carter. He's up 6-2, final seconds. 2 seconds, 1 second. Hey, coach. Former coach of KMS walking by. And it's Carter's choice, defer. And Noble is going to choose down, 6-2 for Carter Young. Piers lost 39-34 to Eden Valley Watkins in the first duel. Alex defeated this KMS team 40-27. Underway and a caution on Carter on an early start. 6-2 lead for Carter. KMS with a red-blue singlet. White KMS across the back. And Carter breaks him down, attacks the left elbow, facing us now here in the crowd. Young working off to the left hip side. Noble has his ankle picked. Carter drives forward. Boy, for Carter to go up and wrestle 113, that's a big ask, as Carter's still a very small young man. He's in, trying to spin that into possible half, but Noble defends, got his right knee crooked up, and Carter trying to free that left arm and sucking both arms in, and now Carter's got that left elbow in a wing and trying to pull it back. 1:15 to go. Young up 6-2, but Noble just sucking the mat there, and they're going to get a stalemate. He was not going to let his chest and belly leave the mat as Young waits the official word to climb on top, and he does. Clean start. Again, trying to sag to his left was Noble. But Young, wrist control on top. 1 minute to go in the second. Young up 6-2 on Noble. Opening match. Young staying in good position all the way. Moves to the left side now. He's got that left half in. Trying to run here. Now switches over. Throws the right leg across. Still in on that left arm though. Young again working. Trying to turn that into a half. But Noble really defends that well. Young now pulls back. Reaches underneath for that right wrist. 27 seconds left. Young still going after that half Nelson on the left side. Bridging himself up on his forehead. Stepping across. Noble very flexible and unable to get those shoulders turned. Referee down and looking. He waves a count now. Carter is getting some near fall points with under 10 seconds to go. And Carter Young will add to his lead as the second period ends. It'll be 9-2 for Carter Young. And Carter and Noble will start on their feet. Quick engagement here as they tie up and then separate. Both men adjust their headgear. 1:50 to go. Young drops down to one knee, feints. Now he shoots. A little too high, though. Comes up upper body. Noble underneath of Carter Young. Young double underhook. Both men down to their knees, shoulder to shoulder, right in the middle of the mat. Under a minute and a half to go in the match. And we get a stalemate. Young bounces right back up. Noble dives in at the ankle. And Carter counters. Carter Young fending off this offensive move here by Colton Noble of KMS. 9-2. Carter would like to get one turn in here or cut him loose and get the takedown, and we get a stalemate. Right now the margin is 7. Needs to be 8 for an extra bonus point. Carter shoots. Noble, left leg up. Carter trying to return him to the mat now. There's the trip. Does he have the 2 yet? No, Noble. Still defending. And there's the 2. Carter kept going after it and finally gets the 2. He's now up 11-2. Colton Noble arches his neck back, bows into Young. Young stays with 28 seconds left. Carter Young now up 11-2 here. Crawls forward. 15 to go. Carter Young looks like he will start the second duel with a victory here, and it'll be a major victory, barring a late flurry here by Noble. But Young holds on and wins it 11-2. That's a major decision win for Carter Young. And the Pioneers will start their duel with the Saints up 4-0.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, Trey Gunderson for KMS. Kyle Stangle for the Pioneers. And Gunderson off to a quick 6-2 lead here over Kyle. This is 113. He's gone takedown and cut him loose strategy. And there's the escape for Kyle. 6-3 now with under a minute to go. Gunderson driving forward. This is the number one ranked 106 pounder in Class A. And working on the left arm, looking underneath for a cross face is Gunderson. Trey Gunderson up 8-3 against Kyle Stangle. Kyle won his first match tonight by fall. And there's back points for Gunderson. And period ends.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
13-3 now, Trey Gunderson upon Kyle Stangle. As Pioneers get a look at their second number one ranked wrestler in a state. Both ends of the weight classes here tonight. As there's a turn by Gunderson. Gunderson has Kyle in trouble. A lot of time left. And Gunderson trying to lock this up. Referee cheek to the mat looking. 58 seconds left. And there it is, a fall for Trey Gunderson over Kyle Stangle. KMS goes up. 6-4 over the Pioneers after two matches here in Eden Valley Watkins.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
120 pounds, it's Liam Hennessy for the Pioneers. And I think he said Noah Johnson for KMS. 6-4 Saints lead after Trey Gunderson's pin. And I said that the Pioneers have faced two number ones. They've seen the Class A heavyweight number one and the Class A 106 number one. Schlangen from Eden Valley, Gunderson from KMS. Here's Hennessy driving in. No scoring yet. Liam Hennessy elevating the leg of Johnson. Right side, Johnson. Now trying to keep his balance. Liam gets him to the mat. Trying to get that head and get two. There it is. Hennessy scores first. Just over a minute remaining in the first. Alexandria's up on Eden Valley Watkins, 18-6 in their duel. Switch that. Alexandria is up, 18-6. Hennessy with a 2-0 lead over Noah Johnson right now. Puts his head right between the shoulder blades as Johnson squirms to his right, right in the middle of the mat, so there's a lot of room to work with for Liam here. We're down to 22 seconds. Trying to free that hand, Liam Hennessy, staying active. Using that forehead kind of as a balance point. An anchor, I should say, more than balance. 7 seconds left. Liam takes a quick look at the clock, towel tapper out, and the period will end as Liam will get a one count. Oh, the referee dropped down to a knee, waved the arm once, but that's all as time ran out. And it remains 2-0 for Liam Hennessy over Noah Johnson of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg. And we start on our feet here. Hennessy and Johnson. They engage, and Liam, 2-on-1 wrist grab. Pulls that hand down, palm to the mat. Johnson, now he... A little bit of a front headlock, and Johnson shrugs that off. 2-0 for Liam Hennessy. There's Johnson shooting on a double, elevating. He's got Liam up and trying to dump him over his back here. Liam gets back down to the mat. Again, here comes the elevation. Liam now upside down over the shoulders. Comes back down to a knee. Never did dump him over. Liam still... His arms wrapped around the waist of Johnson. Johnson, and we get that stalemate as neither guy was budging there. KMS 6, Pierce 4 after two matches. Pioneers were able to send a guy out on all 14 matches against Eden Valley Watkins. A shot in by Johnson, not real secured, and Liam... Trying to get the angle here, shifting to his right. Liam, not quite though, but he's working toward it. Now he's going to come back to the left side, grabs that ankle. Better scoring position here for Hennessy, and he gets the two. Hennessy started to his right, thought a better pursuit would be to his left, and that turns into 2 points. And it's a 4-0 lead now for Liam Hennessy. He frees his hand as Johnson had a firm grasp on that. Now Liam goes after the cross face here. 22 seconds left. Hennessy 4, Johnson 0. Sit out try by Noah Johnson of KMS. Liam still bridging up Johnson, just nowhere to go as Liam with 6 seconds left. Johnson sits. Liam pulls that right arm back behind his waist, and that'll ride out the period. 4-0 lead for Liam Hennessy over Noah Johnson of KMS. And we go to the third for Hennessy and Johnson. Neutral start. They dance around and little paw at the forehead by Liam. Now Johnson. Likewise counters. A little hand control. Chicken fighting inside. Now they hook up seriously. Drop down one knee. Both men down to knee on the mat. Just trying to overpower the other. And Liam right now a little bit forward step as Johnson takes a half step back. 30 seconds into the third period, still 4-0, Liam Hennessy. Ooh, Johnson went after kind of an elbow drag and missed it. Liam almost slipped behind him, but he didn't have room as they were both out of bounds. So restart in the middle. Clock begins, 1:20 to go. 4-0 lead for Liam Hennessy. Pioneers won the first match, major by Carter Young. And then number one ranked Trey Gunderson with a fall. And the lead has changed hands. And if Liam wins this one, we'll have our second lead change. If you don't count, obviously, nobody had a lead at 0-0. There's an fireman shot by Liam. Couldn't finish. Good defense by Johnson. 50 seconds to go for Noah Johnson and Liam Hennessy. Piers and Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg matching up in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. Pushing each other away. Back up on their feet. Liam in on the waist. Now frees that hand. 33 seconds to go. Hennessy 4, Johnson 0. Both guys peek at the clock. 25 left. Liam Hennessy controlling that left elbow, hand kind of right back on the tricep of Johnson, surging forward with 12. Over in front of Coach Toops and Zajac over there. 8 seconds to go, and barring a last-second throw by Johnson, that's going to be a takedown right at the end. It'll be 6-0 official final win for Liam, as he got two right at the end, and the Pioneers get 3 more points, and now they lead KMS by a score of 7-6.
Are you fed up with trying to figure out technology and just want someone to help? If that's the case, then visit us at Design Electronics in Little Falls. Hi, this is Nick. Our service team has the expertise to help you out with your techie issues. We do it all from removing viruses on computers, setting up routers and printers, and getting your office or home networked. We also offer and install a full suite of home and business security products. Our team of technicians are experts at what they do and make sure it's done right. For the expert service you want and deserve, visit us at Design Electronics today.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers. And they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, Derek Stangle out there, and he went right to work on Tayton Nielsen. Took him right to his back, and he has got it tight with 45 seconds into the first period here. As Derek Stangle gets the fall at 1:11. Derek Stangle, with under 1 minute work here in his match, gets a first period fall over Tayton Nielsen. And the Pioneers take a 13-6 lead now.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Sarabacco, Hoheisel Septic Service, Red Rooster, Piers Sanitation, Coors Light, Bob's Lumber, Lash's Auto Repair, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Frosty's, Luckner Plumbing, Low Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Compere Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Licky's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shokan, Rich Prairie Livestock, Smoothies, Johnny C's, Piers Foods, Vernon, Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
All right, Braden Melby gets a forfeit victory for the Pioneers at 1:32. So now we're at 1:38, and it's Chase Becker out there for the Pioneers. Chase won a major against Eden Valley Watkins. And now his opponent, I believe, is Logan Johnson. Right now, Chase with a 4-0 lead, as Pioneers have a 19-6 lead in the duel. Chase on the right hip reaches underneath, and I think Johnson felt that one coming, able to push that right hand of Chase away. Chase now trying to pull that left wrist free of Johnson, jumps across the back again. 35 seconds to go. Chase looking for a cradle now. And there will be the end of the period. So end of two for Chase Becker. He's got a 7-0 lead over Logan Johnson of KMS. Coach Toop says, go on your feet here, Chase. So Chase and Johnson will start up in a neutral starting position. Shot in by Chase. Chase dumps over his left shoulder, and he's going to get two more. And it's a 9-1 lead for Becker. And now Chase. And Coach Stoops, you can hear him across the gym say, cut him, get another one. So he does. He pushes him away, frees him. And now he'll go after another takedown here. 9-2, Chase feints. And now he shoots in. He's in deep on that double. Dump over the left shoulder. Scramble. Johnson sees an ankle, so he grabs onto it, and we get a stoppage for Dangerous. So with 1:17 left in the match, Becker and Johnson will restart it to our right. Chase up 9-2. He needs to get another takedown to push it back to a major possibility. He goes after it deep on the right leg, switching in, gets his two, up 11-2 now, a 9-point lead for Chase Becker with under a minute to go. Chase with Johnson trying to slowly build his base up, and Chase not slipping off, so he stays there, grabs both wrists. Johnson pulls him up to his chest, 40 seconds to go. Right now it's 11-2, and the referee is going to call a Chase Becker stalling call. A warning on Chase for stalling. Won't hurt him. Even if he got another one, it would still be a major. Here's Johnson standing up now, trying to peel the hands away, and Chase will cut loose. So now it's 11-3, and now Chase has to stay aggressive. He goes after a shot again, in, lifting, returning, gets two. Chase will pick up two with 15 seconds left. 13-3. 10 to go. Chase cranks him over. Chase is going to get some near fall points. Chase Becker will finish with a flourish here in Eden Valley Watkins tonight as he picks up a 16-3 major victory for Chase Becker. That's his second major of the night.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, it's Jacob LeBlanc out there now at 145. His opponent, Jed Olson of Kirkhope and Murdoch Sunberg. Pierce now 23-6 leaders over the Saints, the Fighting Saints of KMS. Shot in by Olson. Jacob fights that one off. Drops into a front headlock, bounces the forehead of Olson off the mat. Both men on their knees right now. Another bounce. And now Jacob. No points yet. We've gone 55 seconds. Jed Olson of KMS, Jacob LeBlanc of Pierce, and we get a stalemate called by the referee. 101 on the clock. They'll start on their feet. Hand fighting inside. Forehead to forehead. Snap down by Olson. Jacob bounces back up. LeBlanc pushes him away. Fixes the headgear. Now Olson shoots. Can get in on the knee. Jacob reaching for an ankle. Another possible stalemate situation here is Olson with the leg and Jacob with the ankle. 27 seconds left. Scoreless first. 1:45 match. And there is the stalemate. Stalemate will restart with just under 19 seconds remaining. LeBlanc and Jet Olson. 145-pound match. So this is the halfway point here of this duel. 14 matches. This is weight class number 7. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and these two gentlemen will have wrestled a scoreless 2 minutes. So LeBlanc is going to start down here by choice. He's set, and now Olson on top right side. Jacob able to stand and out. 1 point escape. So LeBlanc out early here in the second. Out near the right side of the circle. Again, just cautious activity so far here between LeBlanc and Olson. Now Olson, 2-on-1 on the left wrist of Jacob LeBlanc. Jacob checks out his surroundings and says, I'm more comfortable out here in the middle. So he comes back out right into the Eagle logo on the navy blue mat here at Eden Valley Watkins. Now Jacob shoots. Olson fights that off. Still 1-0 on an early escape here in the second for Jacob LeBlanc over Jet Olson. 1 minute. They're a little bit ahead of our pace over on the other mat. They're at 170 right now. We're at 145 yet. They took about 10 minutes between matches, so Piers and Alexandria will meet next on this same mat that the Pioneers are on now. LeBlanc still clinging to a 1-0 lead over Jet Olson. Here's Olson trying to secure the leg. That time, that's his best shot so far. Jacob now forced to defend again. 27 seconds. LeBlanc's reaching back behind him. He peels that hand free, and then he springs into action. And he's got a front headlock now on Olson with 17. He'll get two at the end. He's able to snap behind, and that's a big 2 point for LeBlanc. It puts him up 3-0 with 5 seconds remaining. And Jacob LeBlanc will just hang on and go to the third, up by 3. LeBlanc 3, Olson nothing after 2 periods. Trevor Redunds on deck. LeBlanc will be on top here as Olson down to the mat. Referee makes sure he is right, and referee instructs Jacob to get on board, and we're underway. Third period is clean start. LeBlanc started right, jumps to the left. Sagging to his right hip side is Jet Olson. Now Jacob jumps over to the left hip side. Right leg inside the left leg of Olson. Trying to hook that ankle. 20 seconds in, 3-0 LeBlanc. Belly to the mat is Jet Olson. Jacob reaches up for that right wrist. Jet is a freshman. Jacob a junior. 1:20 to go. Jacob has a momentary half Nelson in, gave that up relatively quickly. Still on the right hip side, looking for a wrist underneath. Now Olson sits and sags again. Knee, our left leg popped out, now pulls it back underneath. A minute to go. Sit out try by Olson. LeBlanc hangs on, pulls that left wrist under the chest of Olson. 50 seconds left, 3-0 LeBlanc. Piers up 23-6 over KMS. Jacob on top here, just to the left hip side. LeBlanc again. And we get a stall on Jacob. LeBlanc called for stalling. They'll restart with 34 seconds remaining in the match. Olson sent, LeBlanc's on, and we are underway again. Clock is under 30 as Olson twists to his right, trying to kneel up here. Hanging on is LeBlanc. Trying to crank over that right shoulder. Now Olsen's up and out for an escape. He's got 17 seconds for a takedown to tie it. He shoots, and LeBlanc blocks out with a front headlock. 10 seconds left, back on their feet. 3-1 is the score. And LeBlanc with 4 seconds left, and that'll be the final score. Jacob LeBlanc wins 3-1 over Jed Olsen to make it 26-6.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Trevor Redunds against Eli Johnson. And Johnson got in on a single, but Trevor scrambling, fought it off, and now still scoreless. 1:10 to go, first period. We get a stalemate called. Trevor has about a 4-inch height advantage here on Eli Johnson. Eli and Trevor, both seniors. 1 minute to go here. Trevor won by fall earlier tonight against his opponent from Eden Valley. Now he attacks, drives forward. No two yet, as Wizzering is Johnson out on the circle and crawling for the edge, and he's out without any points surrendered. 50.9 seconds left. Alex up on Eden Valley Watkins, 36-21 at 182. Piers up here, 26-6. Over KMS at 152. There's a shot in. Trevor couldn't get in deep. Blocked by Johnson, but now Trevor keeps going, keeps the momentum and gets his two. He scores with 32 seconds left to go up 2-0 on Eli Johnson. Now Trevor ranked fifth in AA at 145. Picks that ankle. He's reaching across the body of Johnson to look for that ankle as he's on the left hip reaching for the right ankle. 9 seconds left. They're out of bounds. One more restart with 7 seconds remaining here in the first for Trevor Redunds and Eli Johnson. We're in Eden Valley Watkins tonight for a quad. Eden Valley Watkins, Piers, Alexandria, and Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sunberg. I didn't know it was a quad till I walked in the gym, actually till I pulled into the parking lot and saw the KMS bus. I figured something was up. I was under the assumption it was a try. And there's the end of the period. 2-0, Redunds over Johnson. Johnson has choice, defers. Trevor will start underneath. He'll start in the down position. Piers leading the duel, 26-6. And left hip riding here, Eli Johnson. Trevor slowly spins to his right. Now he's out. Escape Redunds, 3-0 for Trevor. Trevor Redunds comes back out front to the middle of the mat, dances around, reestablishes his position, drops down to one knee, right hand on the mat, now standing up again. 1:25 to go, second period. Redunds 2-0, now shoots in. Boy, Johnson thick and able to fight off that attack that was about waist high by Trevor, and they go out of bounds with 1:18. Restart again. Trevor Redunds leading Eli Johnson 3-0. Trevor reaches up for the head of Johnson. Johnson A little bit lower right now than Trevor. Now double underhooks in by Trevor Redunds with 1 minute to go. Redunds has... Actually, it's Johnson that has the underhooks in. Both men still on their feet, pushing on each other. 50 left. 3-0 lead for Trevor. Trevor's left arm, and we get that stalemate. Neither guy budging there, so 42 seconds left with a restart in the second period. Redunds, couple of feints. Johnson works the perimeter. Trevor goes after the ankle, couldn't quite get there. They're back up with 29, and they're going to step outside the circle to the left of the mat with 26 seconds remain. Second period. Johnson and Redunds here in a defensive battle. 15 seconds left as they're hooked up in the middle of the mat. And Johnson will have choice in the third, which is 5 seconds away. And it will be 3-0 after two. Redunds in front of Eli Johnson. And Johnson's going to go on his feet with Redunds. So they'll start neutral. 2 minutes on the clock, and there's the whistle. Trevor felt Johnson kind of try to stuff his head there. And now they engage. Trevor's got his hand. Ooh, he almost did a little slide by. Trevor almost got in deep, but Johnson stays out of trouble. 1:35 left. Johnson and Redunds, they spin out near the KMS bench area. Redunds first back to the middle of the mat, trailed quickly by Eli Johnson. Making Trevor work here. 3-0, Johnson shoots. So does Trevor. Trevor got in deeper. Trevor now elevating on the right leg. Johnson trying to whizzer. And Trevor trying to keep those toes in. Does he have two? Nope, no points. That right foot came outside the circle. No control. So with 1:09 to go in the match, still 3-0 for Trevor Redunds. Johnson circles. Now charges in and locked up by Redunds. Under 1 minute to go. Redunds left underhook. And a little bit of a shove out of bounds there by Johnson as Redunds and he go outside the circle again. Back to the middle with 48 seconds left. 3-0 lead for Trevor Redunds. A takedown and an escape. And now Trevor, that time a double. Can he return? Get two? He does. With 34 seconds left, Redunds goes up 5-0. And Trevor now will reach back for an ankle. Trevor won't quit wrestling here. Not going to just be content to ride this out. He will wrestle. He'll look for anything that his opponent could possibly leave open to take advantage of right till the final seconds. 10 seconds left in this match. Redunds as Johnson and Redunds will finish this one off. And it's 5-0 for Trevor Redunds. Trevor with the 5-0 victory, and the Pioneers go up 29-6.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do, so they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
All right, back to action here. Alex has just sealed their duel with Eden Valley. It's Frank Tomberlin for Piers, Coy Gunderson, KMS. And Gunderson, quick takedown and escape there for Frank. And it's 2-1. Piers up 29-6. And there is a takedown again for Gunderson. Coy is ranked third at 160. So it's a 4-2 lead now. Piers with a 29-6 advantage. They're at heavyweight over at the Eden Valley Alex match, so they will have a bit of a weight. As Tomberlin over on the edge, locked up with Coy Gunderson. We saw Trey Gunderson earlier. Tomberlin taken down over there in front of his bench area and then slid out of bounds. It is a 6-2 lead for Coy Gunderson. 51 seconds left. Piers takes on Alexandria in our final duel of the night. KMS will take on EBW. Here's Gunderson. Not quite yet. He's got to secure that leg. Now he does. And it is an 8-3 lead for KMS's Coy Gunderson. And Alex defeats Eden Valley Watkins 45-33 in their duel. So they're shaking hands, and everybody will watch now. We've still got 5 matches to go in ours. Gunderson right now with an 8-3 lead. 10 seconds left over Frank Tomberlin. Gunderson. It's been takedown, escape, almost whenever Gunderson has wanted it so far. Ranked third in Class A at 160. And defer by Frank. So Gunderson is going to choose to start down here. Second period about to get underway. Carter Young with a major. Liam Hennessy with a 6-0 win. Derek Stanglefall, forfeit for Braden Melby. Chase Becker, major, 16-3. Jacob LeBlanc, 3-1. Trevor Reduns, 5-0. Out of bounds, nice little flurry there by Frank. He made Gunderson defend. And now Gunderson tries to switch out of the start, and he's up and out. And it's a 9-3 lead. Minute 35 to go. There's Gunderson shooting in, elevating the left leg of Tomberlin. Tomberlin brought down to the mat, and that's an 11-3 lead. And here comes the cut. As Gunderson looks up at the clock, he'll turn Tomberlin loose to give up the escape. 11-4 now. Tomberlin in trouble now as Gunderson has that right, left arm of Frank trapped, and he's got Frank over on the far edge. Gunderson leaning in, and he will settle down in. Frank is trying to avoid. He's got a lot of time, though, to exert energy here. 50 seconds left, and it comes to an end there. With 49 seconds left, a second period fall for Coy Gunderson, and it's now 29-12.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Derek Prisbilla against Jones of KMS. Aaron Jones up early 2-0 here. Piers leading KMS 29-12. We're at 170. Pioneers will face Alex next. Right on his right side is Derek Prisbilla. Still working on that half. Derek with Jones running that around. Derek able to free that left arm now. Jones with leg control underneath. 37 seconds remain. Controlling on the waist. Derek rolls back to his belly after spending a little time on his right side. Now Jones on the other end of the outside of the circle of the mat. Still coming around on that half here. This is going to be cranked over. Referee down to count. Jones settling in with 18 seconds left. Aaron Jones trying to finish it off here in the first. As Derek Prisbilla rolls and he'll get off his back there. And he'll give up three, but he will get to a second period. So good job by Derek to avoid the fall when it looked like Jones had that pretty tight. 5-0 after one. It is Derek's choice. And Coach Toops, and he agreed that he'll go on his feet here. Pierce 29, Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sundberg 12, 170 pounders. Alex is 2-0. Eden Valley now 1-1. Both Pierce and KMS are 0-1. And there's two more for Jones. 20 seconds in, he's up now 7-0. They're over on the top end of the circle across from us here. Derek able to get back to his base, pulls his knees up, shifts to his right side. Jones still controlling that left arm of Derek Prisbilla. Pumps him outside the mat a little bit again. Outside the circle, I should say, on the far end of the mat. Still a lot of time left in the second. 1:10 remaining. Prisbilla belly to the mat over there. Jones with 1 minute left. And we get a whistle. And it might be blood time here. Yep, blood time for Derek. So he'll go to the corner. Jones will head over to his bench. He's up 7-0 here. And we are just over halfway through this duel with Pierce and KMS.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's and Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, blood time is over and we're wrestling again here. Derek Prisbilla against Aaron Jones of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg, and there's an escape for Derek. 7-1 now. He trails with 40 seconds remaining in period two. Jones elevating the right leg of Derek over in front of the Saints bench. And there's Prisbilla turning that in, and Prisbilla with a reverse. Prisbilla now getting near fall points. A big switch there for Derek Prisbilla. And can he turn this one around? He's got 12 seconds left. Prisbilla with Jones in trouble. 8 seconds to go. Four, trying to finish it. And he does! What a turnaround for Derek Prisbilla. He gets the fall. with 2 seconds left. Big win for Derek Prisbilla.
Are you fed up with trying to figure out technology and just want someone to help? If that's the case, then visit us at Design Electronics in Little Falls. Hi, this is Nick. Our service team has the expertise to help you out with your techie issues. We do it all from removing viruses on computers, setting up routers and printers, and getting your office or home network. We also offer and install a full suite of home and business security products. Our team of technicians are experts at what they do and make sure it's done right. For the expert service you want and deserve, visit us at Design Electronics today.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
It's Mason Olsen for the Saints and Wyatt Dingman for the Pioneers. And Dingman with a quick takedown, and Wyatt bridging up here. Dingman trying to stay off his back as best he can here. Mason Olsen makes quick work. 29 seconds. Mason Olsen with the first period fall. And it's 35-18.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Pierce Legion Park. A few of them are Sarabacco, Hoheisel Septic Service, Red Rooster, Pierce Sanitation, Coors Light, Bob's Lumber, Lash's Auto Repair, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Frosty's, Luckner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Compere Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Licky's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shokan, Rich Prairie's Livestock, Smoothies, Johnny C's, Pierce Foods, Vernon, Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. To these and all other sponsors who help support Pierce Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
Nathan Nash out there now against Owen Kudrowski of KMS. Pierce up 35-18 after the fall win for Mason Olsen of KMS. Pierce 35-18 lead. Nash just underway, just gone a minute, no score, with Owen Kudrowski. Nathan looking for hand control underneath there. Just south of the center circle there on the mat. Nathan Nash in his first match of the night. Lost a tough one, 5-1, to Ryan Schuler of Eden Valley Watkins. 27 seconds left. No points. No mat wrestling yet. It's all been on their feet. Nash with Kudrowski's left hand resting on Nathan's shoulder. 12 seconds left. And neither guy looks real serious about taking a shot. Now Kudrowski does slip in. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. No towel tapper out there. And he gives them the two. Kudrowski scores on short time to go up 2-0 after one. Nathan will start down. And now Kudrowski gets on the left side. And the second period is underway. 35-18, Pierce with the lead as Nash works from underneath. Frees that left wrist. Kudrowski coming a little bit higher up on the right side. Nash scrambles, almost got caught in a cradle, able to get back to his belly. Kudrowski has the left wrist of Nathan. Nathan's left wrist under his chin. 120. Neither guy really sure about what they want to do right now. A lot of thinking going out there rather than action. 2-0 lead for Kudrowski. Nathan peels one hand away from underneath him. Chops at the elbow, does Owen Kudrowski. Now Nathan scoots forward onto his seat. In a seated position now, under a minute to go. Now here comes Nash switching. Nathan's got a switch into a Granby to tie it at 2. He hit the Granby to tie it up on a reversal, and he's getting a count. He's just got to reach back up for that head now, and this will get pretty tight. Does he have the time? 32 seconds left, and Kudrowski got back to his belly. He rolled through it, but it's a 5-2 lead now for Nathan Nash. Still scrambling in the middle of the mat. Now Kudrowski, unable to get away as he's back to his knees and palms to the mat, facing us. 12 seconds left. Now Kudrowski standing. Nash returns him powerfully down to the mat. 7 seconds left. And 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the horn. I don't know if it was past the bedtime for the towel tappers or what, but nobody's going out to let the referee know. He's having to rely on his ears on the horn. 5-2, Nash with a big reversal in that second period to grab the lead over Owen Kudrowski. Third period's underway. Nash in on the waist, sags him back down to the mat as Kudrowski had momentarily been able to stand. Looking for a far side cradle, it appears, is the strategy for Nathan Nash. 1:35 remaining. Nash working his way back out in front. 1:25 for Nash, trying to turn him over. Kudrowski trying to avoid. He's got that arm pinned. Here comes a count. Nathan Nash with Kudrowski. Shoulders exposed for a count. Coach Toops yelling instructions over there. Count is on. 1 minute to go. He's going to get the full three at least. Can he finish it with a fall? Referee there taking an awful close look. This has got to be close to being over. Kudrowski one last burst to try and bridge. Still alive. Kudrowski now torques his upper body and gets off of it. Three near fall as Kudrowski able to momentarily get up off his back, but now Nash back in. And Nash will turn him again and restart the count. 23 seconds left. Nathan Nash looking to finish this one with 18. Derek Prisbilla had a last second fall. Can Nathan get one with under 10? 5 seconds to go. Nathan Nash is going to win 11-2. It is a major win for Nathan Nash, an 11-2 victory. And that makes it 39-18.
Smoothie's Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
All right, Daniel Hoffman out there against Colin Johnson now. This is the 220 match. Pierce 39, KMS 18. And Daniel looking for that headlock. He doesn't have it real tight. Johnson's getting in now. It cinches up, and Hoffman, nope. He'll give up two. 2-0. Johnson wins that flurry as Daniel, looking for the headlock, could not secure it, and Johnson able to get control for the lead. One more match after this, then there'll be about a 10-minute break, and then the Pioneers will face Alexandria. Johnson trying to run a half around here on Daniel Hoffman. He's got him turned. Johnson trying to finish with a fall here. Johnson across the chest of Daniel Hoffman. And there it is, with 50 seconds left. A fall for Colin Johnson to make it 39-21 in favor of the Pioneers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
A.J. Gerwing for the Pioneers. Jason Jones for KMS to finish off this duel as it is 39-24 Pioneers. Jones with a takedown to lead 2-0. A.J. to his left side, now back to his base. Jones now tilts him back, and Jones getting a count, and there comes the fall. Jason Jones will win it by fall in the first, and that makes the final Piers 39 and KMS 18. All right, 15, 39, 20. I think it was 39-27. But regardless, the Pioneers defeat KMS.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers or check us out on Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
All right, the Pioneers are 1-1 now on the night with one to go as head coach Skip Toops joins me here. And coach, start with Eden Valley Watkins. You got off to a good start, but you knew that Eden Valley strong at the end and just too much to the Eagles kind of won out over the last half of the match there.
Yeah, you know, I knew that was going to be a tough duel, and they bring a solid squad in. And we flat out got out-wrestled in a few positions and in a few weight classes that I'd like to have back. But you know what? Sometimes you show up and you wrestle and you win a tight duel and you do the things you need to do. And Eden Valley did it that time, you know, pulled off a few wins against a couple guys. I thought, hey, you know, we got a really good shot at winning that match. And you know, they end up pulling it out at heavyweight, having a number one ranked kid in heavyweight in the state. It's kind of a nice luxury to have.
Nice hammer to have out there. You know, and then you saw another number one ranked kid here in this Trey Gunderson early on in the match against KMS. I think it must be his older brother, Coy, ranked third later on. So, I mean, they've got some hammers in their lineup too, but Pioneers, I thought, wrestled better against KMS.
Oh, we came out a lot better. You know, they're a tough team, and you know, you point at a couple weight classes later on where Derek Prisbilla was getting beat.
Yes.
He steps up big and gets a huge pin, and Nathan Nash goes
was
down a little
earlier. Was that the Tatarik?
Nash.
That
Nash hit a Tatarik.
Nash, yeah.
Derek hit like a pooper scooper or something.
Okay.
That's a little fall special.
Yeah, the emu catcher.
Emu catcher, there we go. And you know, he hit him there and then caught him in a butcher and stuck him. And so, you know, those are two big matches late, and it's nice to see those guys up top step up and close the door for us.
If I don't get a chance to talk to you again before tonight, as things get ready here in about 10 minutes to face Alexandria, you're back in action tomorrow, Painesville, right?
Yeah, we go individual tournament in Painesville, and we'll be a little bit of a light squad, and because our 7th through 9th grade, 9th grade league qualified for the state tournament, and so on Saturday we'll be wrestling in the 9th grade league state tournament with you know, 23 other schools.
Where's that at?
It's in Mora this
okay.
year, so we open up with Rosemount. Hopefully, I think we can match up pretty well.